Thank you for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Matthew Scott. Syria's Druze community faces growing violence in the midst of political changes and threats. Then, Prisoners for Christ supports a fledgling disciple-making movement led by inmates. But first, tensions in Syria are rising, and the Druze, one of the country's smallest minorities, are caught in the middle. The Druze are both an ethnic people group and a religious offshoot of Islam. There are also ethnically Druze Christians. Reports say about 1,000 Druze were massacred recently, but Pierre Housney with Horizons International learned from local Druze contacts that the number killed may be closer to 3,000.
There's a lot of ethnic tension right now, and definitely minorities throughout Syria are feeling very vulnerable.
Why now? Housney says a lot of the tension has to do with the government changes. In the chaos, extremist groups see opportunity for power through violence. Druze Christians tell Housney,
they are not confident that this new leader of Syria is actually walking the walk that he's talking. So he's saying that, you know, Syria's for everyone. Syrian Christians should be protected and all of that, and all the minority groups will be just fine. But at the same time, he's not protecting them.
The Druze militia has taken a defensive stance, and there are even talks of seeking independence. Pray for an end to the violence and for Horizons International to point the Druze to spiritual freedom in Christ.
My hope is just to share those personal connections and what I'm hearing from Druze people on the ground, especially the believers, and just pass that on to the world because, you know, news that you can trust these days is very difficult to find. And that's part of why I appreciate Mission Network News.
Also, though nearly 10% of Iran's population, Kurds are treated by the regime as unwanted. Nazanin Begistani from Heart for Iran says,
the people are so welcoming. The Persians, you know, welcome all ethnicities. But the government is really against the Kurds because some are Sunnis.
While the government is Shia, Kurds face systematic abuse with deep poverty, unemployment, and little access to services like healthcare or insurance. Christian Kurds face a double threat.
The ones who smuggle Bibles through the border inside the country, and they get shot by the secret police.
Yet, there's a plentiful harvest among Kurds. Of all Kurdish callers, about 70% of those choose Christ. Take this man, for example.
He came to Christ because he read a Kurdish gospel, and he was so surprised that the gospel was translated to Kurdish language, and he felt at home.
Pray for more workers among the Kurdish people. Learn more at missionnews.org. Finally, an inmate-led disciple-making movement is underway in a Western United States prison. Kathleen Rattan with Prisoners for Christ says a man named Daryl and fellow Christians are taking responsibility for gospel ministry in their facility. Called Table Time, the men meet weekly for cell-to-cell outreach, Bible study, community, and more.
When you have the inmate-initiated discipleship, you're able to tap into a passion for other inmates, as well as a shared cultural experience that volunteers can't match either. And that gives me a lot of hope for what the Holy Spirit's going to do in this work.
The good news is also a call to action. It takes Christian men and women to bring discipleship into a prison in the first place.
So many of us think of the work of the church that it should be done by the pastors and the elders, the deacons, and we sit in the pews. Well, the inmates can be the same way. They need to have it awakened to them that they need to be the inside church themselves.
Reach out to PFC to learn more and find resources for diving into prison ministry. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.